More than a year after he was hired, Andres Nelsons leads the Boston Symphony Orchestra as its new musical director for the first time tomorrow night. At the age of 35, Nelsons is the BSO's youngest director in more than a century. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on his rise through the musical ranks.
Andres Nelsons has been rehearsing the overture from Wagner's opera Tannhäuser with the BSO this week. It leads tomorrow's performance, and for him, the piece is personal. Nelsons' mother was a choir conductor, so the podium was familiar to him as a kid. But he says his fascination with leading orchestras really began when his parents took him to see Tannhäuser at a concert hall.
I looked at the conductor, of course, with the eyes of a five-year-old. I didn't understand, of course, what he is doing, but I thought it's probably amazing and very, very important responsibility because he raises his hands and people start to play, and I thought it's some magic in a way.
So how did Nelsons go from being a wonderstruck five-year-old to being the 35-year-old music director of one of the world's best orchestras? Well, like most maestros, he started with an instrument, studying the trumpet in the then-Soviet-era school system where music education was mandatory. As a teen, Nelsons played in the Latvian National Opera Orchestra before picking up the baton.
It's not a thing I think you can learn in four walls, isolated. There is, of course, a big part of, you know, of reading, of analyzing the score, developing your manual technique.
Nelsons listened intently to recordings by great maestros from older generations, but he learned about creating chemistry with the orchestra by watching seasoned conductors in action. One of them was Marius Janssens, the Oslo Philharmonic's director. Nelsons remembers going to see Janssens conduct in Riga. Halfway through the performance, the orchestra manager found Nelsons in the audience and asked him to fill in for a sick trumpet player.
I ran back home and picked up my trumpet, and I played with the Oslo Philharmonic in the second half of the concert, was the Symphonie Fantastique.
Nelson says he followed Janssens, who's also Latvian, to watch him in Berlin, Vienna, Munich.
Just sitting and listening in rehearsals. Of course, we talk a little bit, but not much, you know.
That's Janssens, now 72, speaking from his home in St. Petersburg. He remembers inviting Nelsons to observe any time, and eventually they developed a mentor-mentee relationship. Janssens has been teaching conducting for 30 years, and he's leading his last season with the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra in Amsterdam. His enthusiastic endorsement of Nelsons helped boost his profile. Mark Volpe is the Boston Symphony Orchestra's managing director.
The older, more established conductors, Simon Rattle, Daniel Barenboim, Marius Janssens, see this incredible talent, and they get excited. And then they start talking about it, and so a buzz starts, you know, because Berlin wants them, Vienna wants them, Amsterdam wants them, London wants them, New York wants them, Boston wants them. You know, now we got them.
I think there's a very, very promising generation of young conductors coming through in their 20s and in their 30s, and Andres is very much at the head of the pack.
Norman Lebrecht writes the classical music blog Slipped Disc.
You're looking at a man who was music director of an opera house at the age of 25, conducted his first ring cycle at 26, has been music director of an orchestra in England for the past few years. This is a major talent.
Lebrecht also wrote The Maestro Myth, a 1991 social and political history of conducting. He says we're experiencing a changing of the guard and a shift towards youth as the older generation of great conductors begins to pass on. Lebrecht also says Nelsons and his peers, including 33-year-old Gustavo Dudamel of the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra, are more collaborative and less dictatorial than some of last century's most notorious conductors. Take Arturo Toscanini, who unleashed tantrums and tirades during his rehearsals. Here he is in a 1953 recording.
When the nature of the times was to be totalitarian, conductors were totalitarian. Now they tend to be more user-friendly.
American conductor Hugh Wolf agrees. He's led major orchestras around the world, including in Frankfurt and St. Paul. Now he teaches conducting at the New England Conservatory.
When you see Andres conduct a rehearsal, faces light up, and, you know, he has a kind of infectious joy that sweeps people along, and that's what conductors have to have. If you don't have that, he had a different occupation.
Wolf says Nelsons and the next generation of conductors give him hope for the future of classical music.
I'm optimistic that they will take over and the art form will survive and, in fact, flourish. How that will happen will be up to them.
You know, we can't invent a bicycle, and our responsibility is very huge.
But Andres Nelson says he's up for the task. After all, he's been preparing for that responsibility since he was 5 years old. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.